playing. Toys made by adults for children were carved or sewn animals and dolls, miniature utensils and furnishings, blocks of shaped and sanded mill ends, and balls of milkweed rubber, sheep bladders, or stuffed sewn leather. Everything else children played with they made themselves or borrowed from the house or workshop. Most of their play was story play, imitative of adult work and activities, including trance singing, doctoring, death, birth, family quarrels, and all the soap opera aspects of Kesh life. Children's games with rules included many singing and dancing games, some quite complicated and pretty to watch. One called Mudup, Brush Rabbit, was rather like hopscotch, the dancers following one another through a course or maze laid out ahead, and tossing and picking up beads or nutshells at certain points. Ring toss was played with a carved ring of light wood, always across a creek, in pairs or groups. Ring toss songs were sung until somebody missed a catch, at which the song had to be started over. Winning the game was getting to the end of the song. Knife toss, or mumbletypeg, was played very skillfully. A knife was often a child's most prized possession, a real steel blade knife from Telina. Hish was a kind of badminton played with a feathered, rubber-headed birdie, the hish swallow, and long-handled, small-headed rackets strung with gut. Four people played, two on either side of a string or ribbon. The object of the game was to keep the swallow aloft in a regular, swift pattern of exchanges. Hish was one of the summer games, and adolescents and young men often went from town to town to play exhibition games. Grown women and older men seldom played hish, but often used the birdie and rackets to play without rules. In the dry season, there was usually a hish court or two set up on the commonplace. Horseshoes was played just as we play it. For bowls, a heavy wooden ball was rolled on a smooth dirt lane towards five rocks placed in a V. Scoring was complicated, necessitating long, grave discussions. Old people played both bowls and horseshoes more often than most children did. Archery, darts, and the throwing stick were, of course, elements of hunting, but were played as games for their own sake and exhibited as skills in the summer games. Most children had a small bow made for them and learned to make their own arrows. Their hunting of small animals cannot be called a game, although it did follow strict rules, and was not an indispensable contribution to subsistence. Hide-and-seek was played a great deal in summer, as was a similar game which resembled kick the can. To free the prisoners, instead of kicking a can, you threw a tall bamboo pole, and where it lit was the new base. Reverse hide-and-seek, or sardines, was a great favorite with small children indoors in the rainy season. Shinny, or field hockey, was played on a fallow field or in a barnyard with a leather ball and wooden sticks. Four teams played at once, of 2 to 5 players. The object was to get the ball through four goals in a certain order. A kind of soccer, the ball being kicked only, had similar rules, as well as I could determine. The polo game, Vetulo, was also of this type, but was played without teams, each horse and rider being a team to themselves. In all these games, the team or pair which first completed the pattern was the winner, but the game was not over till all players had completed the pattern. Although the games were wildly active and risky, aggressive behavior disrupted them at once and absolutely. Excellence consisted in speed, skill, and teamwork in completing the pattern. The game was a metaphor of society, not of war. This dominance of collaboration over competition was true of all games except the gambling games. Dice games were much played by older children, adolescents, and many adults. There were two kinds of dice, both six-sided. Apap, or 0-0, was played with a pair, each marked with 1 through 5 spots and a blank side. Whatz was played with 4 dice marked with 6 symbols, leaf, bone, eye, fish, spade, mouth, rolled for various winning combinations, like a more complicated version of our slot machine fruit basket. Other dice games, some involving 8-sided long dice, were borrowed from neighboring peoples. Stakes were mostly wooden counters or pebbles. Playing for objects of real value was not socially countenanced, but was very common, and adults sometimes went on long gambling binges, especially at the summer houses where nobody was close by to disapprove. People did not actually own enough private property to be able to ruin themselves by gambling, but they could damage their reputation. So far as I know, gambling meant dice playing only. The Keshe considered the other games to be matters of skill, not chance, and therefore not appropriate subjects for betting. Among the sedentary games a favorite with children was jackstraws, a set of fine polished wooden sticks, or real straws in the fields, dropped in a random heap, which had to be taken apart one by one, the player losing the turn by moving any straw but the first touched. A heavier set of polished sticks of olive wood was used for a whole group of games of pitch and toss, catch on the hand, house building, and so on, and some children did marvelous sleight of hand with such sticks. Lettered wooden tablets about the size of dominoes, some of them beautifully made and decorated, served for a series of games the general object of which, like our anagrams, was word-building, or, in the more difficult versions, sentence-building. Such games might go on for hours, sometimes days. The object of the game might be to make a poem, or the players might engage in a flighting or capping series of insults and riposts. Such contests, without the game pieces, spoken as free oral improvisation, were a feature of the wine dance. Direct competition and aggression was typically channeled by the Keshe into verbal expression, which was acceptable so long as it was controlled and admired so long as it was witty. Word games played orally included pass-along stories, each person in the circle telling what happened next, and ending on a cliffhanger which the next person had to deal with and go on from. It seems that riddling as such did not exist in the valley. I saw no game like chess or any of the checkerboard games, nor any version of Go, and the Keshe had no cards. Board games were of the snakes and ladders or Parcheesi type, very simple, and mostly played by young children or adults with young children. In Tachas Tochas, children went to the red adobe Hayamas to play a dice roll game called Going to the Nine Towns the Hard Way, in which the traveler's way around the huge, ancient, wonderfully illustrated board was beset with rattlesnakes, wild dogs, angry millers, fireballs and thunderbolts, supernatural ground squirrels, and other dangers and reverses before they finally reached Wakwaha on the mountain.